I would like to welcome my first guest this evening. We have with us Mr. P. Chidambaram. Thank you very much, Mr. Chidambaram, for joining us. What do you think?
Of course, there should be an investigation. France has ordered an investigation. Israel has asked its National Security Council to review the allegations. I read somewhere, I'm not sure, even Hungary has ordered an investigation. I mean, how can the government say we won't investigate this? And what did the minister say? The minister did not deny that government or one of government's agencies had acquired the Pegasus spyware. The minister said there was no unauthorized surveillance. Now, underline the word unauthorized. Does it mean that there was authorized surveillance? Surely the minister knows the difference between authorized surveillance and unauthorized surveillance. We are not concerned about whether the surveillance was authorized or not. We are on a more fundamental issue. Was there surveillance? Let's answer the question first. Was there surveillance? And then we'll ask the question, was it authorized or unauthorized?
No, even if, Mr. Chidambaram, the government says that this was an authorized surveillance, do you think that it would serve in the best interest for transparency for the government to perhaps mention that, yes, this was authorized and this is what we did? Because right now the argument being made is, well, these things are classified.
That's rubbish. What is classified about surveilling the telephone of students, journalists? What is classified about it? Tell me. There's nothing classified about it. The names that are tumbling out of the cupboard are amazing, and that's a whole range of people have been tapped into. What does national security or any other kind of security got to do with tapping these phones? Only purpose is to intimidate people. If you target a businessman, then the entire business community is intimidated. If you target a few students, the student community is intimidated. If you target a few journalists, the journalist community is intimidated. That's the idea. The idea is to send a message. Listen, we are powerful. We can do what we like. We'll get away with what we will do. Behave yourself. That's the message of the Pegasus surveillance.
Now, Mr. Chidambaram, you know, whenever these matters of surveillance come into the picture, you know that there is a very typical political argument that in your regime you did this and in that regime this happened. Who are you to suggest that what is wrong? Look at what you did. Snooping was more prevalent in the UPA. There were incidents where, sitting union ministers who later went on to become the president of the country, Mr. Pranab Mukherjee, alleged that there is bugging in his room. So it's this sort of argument. How do you respond to this?
Firstly, this is whataboutery, which is a peculiar disease in India. First, give up this whataboutery. How long do you want to go back? Then go back to the Gupta dynasty, go back to the Mughal dynasty. I mean, go back to all that. This is rubbish. Secondly, what about the generation which is young, which has never been in power? They are asking questions. The millennials are asking questions. Young students are asking questions. They've not been in power. They've not been in any government. What about answering them? I think this is complete rubbish to say that you did it and you did it. Let's take the case you mentioned in your question. Mr. Pranab Mukherjee wrote a letter to Dr. Manmohan Singh saying he suspected that his office was being bugged. Dr. Manmohan Singh ordered an inquiry. Now ask for the report. The report said there was no bugging at all. And what he thought were bugs were perhaps nothing more than somebody sticking chewing gum on his desk. Ask for the report. The report must be available in the PMO. We did not do bugging. In fact, in the 3.5 years or so that I was Home Minister, I made it very clear to my Home Secretaries, listen, don't bring any case to me. You are the authority to approve a number for surveillance. There has to be a record. In fact, he had a designated officer only dealing with authorized surveillance. It goes through several layers of scrutiny, and ultimately the Home Secretary has to approve it. And once a quarter or so, a Cabinet Secretary's committee reviews the numbers and asks them, why do you want to continue? We'll discontinue these numbers. Never, not once was a number or a case or a file brought to me as minister.
Towards the end, Mr. Chidambaram, do you think that it is in national interest for there to be a probe in allegations like these?
Of course. If you allow this to pass, if this generation of Indians allows this to pass, we will become a big brother state. Maybe it's already too late. We're already under surveillance. But now that there is evidence that phones were hacked into, infiltrated by extraordinarily clever spyware made by some extraordinarily clever people in the NSO group in Israel, this is the time to step in and say enough is enough. We will go into the matter. We will find out what happened, and we will set up an oversight mechanism over the intelligence agencies.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chidambaram, for joining us on this broadcast.
Thank you.